Welcome to worship on Sunday the 23rd of May, Pentecost Sunday. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We are ready and waiting.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We welcome your presence and power.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Bring your gifts and your guidance.
Come, Holy Spirit, come. Wind of God, present since before creation, fall on us now. Whisper to us, shout to us, comfort and guide us. Alight on us anew and revive our spirits to love and serve. Amen.
Spirit of God, our hearts inspire, let us your rain fluids prove. Source of the heart, prophetic fire, fountain
Today's first Bible reading is from Psalm 104. This psalm is a hymn of praise to the Creator. It speaks of the splendour, goodness, and interconnectedness of creation, and the praise due to the Lord, the Creator. The psalmist says, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." Today's reading is from verse 24. An earlier verse in the psalm resonates with the Pentecost event. You use the winds as your messengers and flashes of lightning as your servants. In verse 24, the first verse of our reading, the psalmist draws it all together. Lord, you have made so many things. How wisely you have made them all. There's much in our Celtic Christian heritage which affirms that all creation is blessed and bears witness to the glory and presence of God. At the same time, all of creation is dependent on the Creator. God sustains as well as creates. Listen for verse 30 of the psalm, which clearly sounds the note of the day of Pentecost. When you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. God is not finished with creation. New life is constantly being given to us. The Spirit is constantly breathing new life into us and into the Church. Listen to the words of Psalm 104, verses 24 to 34 and 35.
How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth, and it trembles, who touches the mountain, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. Come into our presence, Holy Spirit. Speak truth to our troubled hearts. Discomfort us in our complacency. Stir up a yearning within us for justice and love. Guide us away from paths of sin and sorrow, onto paths of truth and righteousness. Come into our hearts, Holy Spirit, with your power and your love. Cleanse us and make us new. In your mercy and grace, we pray. Amen. The Spirit is here and promises yet again, everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. We have called, God has listened. We are saved from despair, forgiven and created anew, and made one with God and with one another through the power and love of the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of God, on sin as a witness.
The second Bible reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
This Pentecost, I found myself pausing at the first sentence of this familiar reading and noticing what has gone almost unnoticed to me before. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. That little phrase, "they were all together in one place," has highlighted for me the fact that as a church family, we have not been together in one place for over a year. It's also reminded me that for some of our members, it's been much longer than a year, because they are no longer able to attend our church services. It may be stating the obvious that the event associated with the foundation of the church did not take place in a church building. Indeed, I'm not aware of any specific location that has been marked as being associated with the Pentecost event. The location is incidental. The writer of the book of Acts, Luke, is more concerned to describe the sounds, sights, and the experiences with the coming of the Spirit than where it happened. It's not about place, but the spiritual impact on the people and how they ventured outside the place where they had gathered and began proclaiming the word to an astonished crowd. Most of us are looking forward to tomorrow and the further easing of the pandemic restrictions, albeit in a limited way. At the same time, many of the challenges of the past 14 months are still with us, and not least the inability to worship with those who joined with us in past days. That which we took for granted in our lives has been missing, and we have a new sense of how important a part of our lives it's been. Yet, we take strength and encouragement from the reminder today that the members of the first church, inspired by the Holy Spirit, went out with a message that would unite people of diverse backgrounds from right across the face of the earth. That was obvious on the day of Pentecost, and it has continued as a feature of the spirit of the church to this day. I'm reminded of the hymn we sometimes sing, "The church is wherever God's people are praising, singing their thanks for joy in this day. The church is wherever disciples of Jesus remember his story and walk in his way." At this present time, we are glad that at least some of God's people can meet at a distance, and we look forward to the day when we can all once more come together in our church building. Yet the history of the early church reminds us that God's people can both proclaim and act out the good news of the gospel in different ways and in trying circumstances. This year we have had to face new challenges, and who knows what lies ahead. What we do know is that God's Pentecostal Spirit is with us. Peter attempts to explain the meaning of the Pentecost event. He quotes from the Old Testament prophet Joel and reminds us that the Spirit stirs us, young and old, to have dreams and visions. He's not talking about daydreaming about what it would be nice to do or to have. Rather, we need bold and courageous dreams. If ever there was a time when we need to have a vision about how things might and should be, surely it is now. Renewed and inspired by the Spirit of Pentecost, how can we respond to what will happen post-COVID? And more importantly, how can we help shape it? Let us pray. Our thanks rise to you, Holy Spirit of all creation, for expressing yourself in the energy of the cosmos, in the nurturing of planet Earth, in the raising up of a host of living plants and creatures, and for choosing Homo sapiens to be your special helper and friend.
Our thanks rise to you, Holy Spirit of the New Age, for expressing yourself through a young, humble and strong woman named Mary, through nurturing her child as your holy son, through the words of his mouth and the deeds of his hand, through the grace of his dying and the joy of his rising.
Our thanks rise to you, Holy Spirit of the Universal Church, for expressing yourself with the breath of the risen Christ given to his disciples, with the empowerment of the day of Pentecost, with the daring outreach of the young church, with the many gifts that flowed from your presence.
Our thanks rise to you, Holy Spirit of our century, for today expressing yourself among ordinary people who hear, receive, and practice the gospel, among those who yearn for the healing of divisions, among those who minister to the poor and the outcast, among contemporary prophets who seek justice and mercy.
We seek your blessing, O God, in your church, in its service to the world.
Come, Holy Spirit, come with healing breath of the risen Christ. Come, sweep us with your wind and inflame us with your love.
Work, Holy Helper, in our own denomination and within the others around us. Bless and encourage those with whom we feel the least affinity, that we may see your Spirit at work in them and have the grace to give thanks.
Bless those congregations that are facing change, the ones who are teetering on the threshold of new possibilities and must make difficult decisions. May they choose well and step forward with courage.
Inflame with your love congregations which have become lukewarm, and any members whose faith, hope, and love have grown cold. May they recover their first love and find once more the sheer joy of living as your own children.
Bless your church in its service to the wider community and world. Guide and inspire those special agencies which care for the homeless, the social outcasts, the prisoner, the addict, the refugee, the broken family, the hungry, and the abused.
Inspire your contemporary prophets who challenge unfairness and corruption, those who work within community organisations, and some who serve from within political parties, that our land and all lands may find greater justice and peace.
Be the wise counsellor to the ministers and pastors of all denominations, and send your Spirit of truth upon biblical scholars and theologians, that they may prove capable in facing the complex issues of these days.
Loving God, be to each of us the helper in times of weakness, the guide when circumstances confuse us, the warmth when our hearts feel cold, the counsellor when we need straightened out, the comforter when hearts are broken, the fire when our faith ebbs low, and the light when deep darkness falls.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, healing breath of the risen Christ, come, sweep us with your wind and inflame us with your love.
Amen.
Restore, for this we pray. church in every part. Revive us, Lord, is zeal abating while harvest fields are vast and wide. Revive us, Lord, the world is waiting. Equip your church to spread the light.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.